Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places. And Jesus, our Messiah, and the name of this broadcast is Across the Border, and today is our live once a week, most of the time anyway, Prophecy Reality Edition. And today, in the second hour, we're going to continue with the history of apocalyptic interpretation. So you want to stick around for that. In this segment, we're just going to talk about news, whatever's in the news, whatever whoever's in the chat room would like to talk about. If anyone wants to call in, got anything to say, join the conversation or make the conversation. Haven't really prepared anything, so we're just going to wing it and see what happens. Let me say hi to everyone in the chat room, if anybody's even here but me. Let me see. Yeah, we got a couple people in there. Wacky, Far Out, Chicago, WW, Dale D, and Bass Tracker. Bass Tracker, yes. Let's go fishing, right? Is that what it's all about? Okay. Boy, the news in the Mideast here is Israeli Army, 36 rockets fired from Gaza, 4 intercepted, and this, they've been lobbing missiles at each other or back and forth, for days now. And this could be the prelude to a peace treaty, a much needed peace treaty over there in the Mideast. And I guess Donald Trump, with his Washington DC, military arm of the, New World Order is over there, participating in all of that nonsense. Well, you know, what choice does he have? He wanted to be the mouth of the beast, and so now he is the mouth of the beast. Much happier with him than I would have been with Hillary or that other guy and his husband that were in there before. Well, what a sideshow that was, right? Yeah, what a sideshow it's becoming to be. So anyway, I guess all we can do is wait and see what comes out of these latest skirmishes over there. I got breaking news here. Border fire intensifies as Israel intercepts 3 more rockets. And it goes on and on. And like I said, it's been going on for a week or so now. So we just have to see what happens if when they work out some peace, or if this is going to escalate, as some people say, and as to World War III. And if you want to know what all the possibilities of everything that could happen are, just do a YouTube search for Temple Mount News on YouTube, and then you'll get any story you want of what's happening and what's going to happen. But really, there's not a whole lot happening over there as far as the building of the temple, except the normal goings-ons. And nothing to tell yet. So, but watch. I mean, if you get on YouTube at all, man, it's just too much information, and most of it just made up. People say proof of this or proof of that. And you listen. Well, I'd like to see some proof of that, and they just go and make stuff up, and there's no proof at all. All they're going after is how many hits they can get by, you know, making an exciting headline or title for their YouTube video to see how much money they can get off of YouTube advertising. Well, you know, I've got a YouTube page at Prophecy and Reality, and it's not monetized, not at all. Nope. I'm not going to get my support from YouTube. And First Amendment Radio posts half of its programs on YouTube, but not monetized either. We don't want nothing from YouTube, okay? But it's just a forum. It's like another outlet or an affiliate. As long as they allow us to put our stuff on their network, and then we're going to do it. If they cut us off like they did Alex Jones, well, then you know, eventually it'll catch up to them, because they do have a piece of the public square, so to speak. And as stewards of the public square, they are as accountable as the government is for free speech and the rights of the people. And that's going to come out soon, but unfortunately that's going to come with more regulation, because you don't get more liberty as the government gets involved. You get less liberty. So, and when people start abusing that liberty, well, then they have to crack down, and that restricts liberty even more. So I guess the really only thing people can do is, like I said, if they sue them, if Alex Jones sues YouTube, they would likely win their, his organization would likely win their suit. But we'll see what goes on there. As time goes on, we'll see. Like I said, with the Antichrist in charge of everything, as he is, I mean, people read their Bibles, but they don't really believe it, because the Antichrist came up with a lie that it's not me, it's another guy that's going to come in the future. I mean, if you were the Antichrist, wouldn't you make that up too? Would you say something like that? I mean, if 500, 600 years ago, these Protestants rose up, and they pointed at your organization, and they said, you know, this, your organization is exactly what Paul said in his prophecy at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 of the great apostasy that would arise and the accompanying man of sin. What, that must be the guy. That's the papacy is the seat of the Antichrist. He is the man of sin. You know, they stood up, and then the chorus just got louder and louder as the Reformation broke on the scene. And for hundreds of years, the chorus just got louder and louder. Everyone was recognizing. It was all too obvious that the papacy was the seat of the Antichrist. And the Roman Catholic Church was the fulfillment of that great apostasy, and how those were two coupled together and arose and fulfilled the prophecy completely. But the Antichrist didn't like being called the Antichrist, because, you know, as far as he's concerned, you know, I don't know what they think, that like these Antichrist characters, like this recent Pope, what does he think? I mean, he knows, like all of the other popes know, that they've been identified as the Antichrist. So you never hear the word Antichrist come out of their mouth. No way. You know, the papacy, you know, they leave that to their surrogates, because the Antichrist has the money power. I mean, I don't have to prove it to you. If you believe the Bible, you know, then there's your proof. You know, the Bible says in chapter 13 that the Antichrist in the end is going to control money so much so that everyone has to worship him, his image, or the beast that he is riding. Mystery Babylon is riding, in order to buy or sell a trade. Now that's total control by the end of this play before the consummation. He's going to have total control, which means he has to be set up. Some guy is not going to rise up the instant they start building that temple over there. Okay? Some guy is not going to rise up and instantly have all of this control of the whole world. Now, this has been going on. This control has been developing over hundreds of years as far as the money powers goes. Okay. Now, the Antichrist controlled the money when in the old world, Roman Empire, you know, the beast with the 10, horns, 7 heads and 10 horns, the papacy was in total control. And then, of course, we know the British Isles, the 10th of the kingdom, fell away and became Protestant, just as the prophecy said. And then finally, God had enough. The 1260 years was up. The cup of his indignation, of his wrath, was full, and he poured it out upon the papal kingdoms of the earth and the seat of the Antichrist, the seat of the beast itself, the Vatican. Yeah. And that's all history, you know, beginning about the French Revolution. By 1870, you know, the Pope had lost total control over everything except the very little Vatican itself. and he didn't even have he had over him the Italian Republic. The Vatican was part of the Italian Republic. That's the punishment was complete. But, you know, as the scripture said, they repented not of their sins and their idolatries. And so you see continued punishments in the old world theater, beginning and continuing with all of the wars of the 19th century. And then World War I and World War II. These are all punishments. Just as today, you know, the debate rages. If you say, well, that this is God's judgment, like God's judgment on California. I mean, I just read some news here. Yeah, California wants to make abortions free and legal on every college campus in the state, okay? And they're going to legislate this nonsense. Okay, what do you think God is? Do you think God doesn't care about things like this? Or how about pushing homosexuality and transgender confusion on little children in the public schools? Do you think God is just winking at this, going, oh, you guys are all right. It's okay. I'm not going to, there's no, you guys don't need no repentance necessary. You know, God is going to warn whether they repent or not. God is going to send his judgments whether they repent or not. And then that way they can't stand before the Almighty and go, we didn't know. I sent those fires, man. What you want? You know? Wars and pestilences and, you know, all of this stuff and suffering and pain, man. And, you know, what else did you want me to do? And I told you I would do it in my book. Oh, no. We attributed that to, you know, nonsensical natural events. Yeah. We don't believe you're in charge. That's what they tell the Almighty. But, His judgment is continually poured out upon the earth and over, but people, for the most part, refuse to repent. And the elect are woken up when tribulation comes. Because what's judgment on the ungodly is tribulation on the godly. And the tribulation, well, it straightens God's people out and it wakes them up and brings them to repentance. For those that aren't elect, that aren't God's people, no repentance necessary because, you know, they're not going to change. They don't want to change. Repentance is a bad word. And, you know, they just simply do not want to change their mind. They love their sin. So they're going to continue in it. And then they can believe lies like, oh, well, that isn't really, you know, God doesn't care if they believe in him at all or it's just a natural disasters. Yeah. In their insurance policies, they call it an act of God. You're not responsible for acts of God. That costs extra, right? Yeah. Well, let me check the chat room here. Let's see if anybody's got anything to say. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's, yeah, well, we need some more judgment poured on that great whore church over there. I think they found, there's in the news, the pedophile priests are back. How embarrassing for the papacy. I mean, they're trying so hard, you know, the Antichrist and his minions are trying so hard to normalize homosexuality. And now, you know, pedophile attraction, you know, they're trying to normalize it. You've heard about all this in the news. They want it normalized really bad. That way they don't have to get a black eye every time someone finds, oh, no, it's just normal now. Yeah. But yeah, hundreds of pedophile priests revealed by Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Thousands of victims. Yeah, thank you for that, Wacky. I'm glad, you know, that they've been outed. Will they go to prison? Will it be just covered up quickly? Probably covered up quickly. Won't stay in the news very long because guess who's in charge? The Antichrist. That's right. This stuff will come out, but it'll kind of subside and go away. Yeah. Yes, okay. Let's see what else we got. Well, Need some news items there in the chat room, so I appreciate it if anyone puts something in there, at least something I can comment on. I hear these things, but I don't like to dwell on them. It's like, I think Rick Wiles was saying yesterday in his broadcast. He said, man, I just had to take a day off from the news porn, because news can be like pornography. You know, you get addicted to it. And, kind of a bizarre, liking news to pornography there. But yeah, it pollutes your mind if you spend too much time on the news. That's why I have to stay away from the news most of the week myself. It's just so much going on. I mean, you know, I'll read it to you from the Bible, about those three frog-like spirits that were loosed upon the sixth vial, the breakout of the French Revolution. See, those three frog spirits, they weren't just for the sixth vial, but they were loosed to the consummation to prepare for the battle of the great day of God Almighty when Jesus returns. All these people are going to be all sorted out. And you can see them. Yeah, these frogs, these demonic spirits out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet and out of the mouth of, what's the other one? The dragon. Yeah, those three. Yeah, going about the world to gather people together, sort them out. So they croak and they croak and they're croaking louder and louder. And it's just, I mean, the cacophony of those frog spirits croaking today, you hear it. It's all over YouTube, all over the news. It's just, they're just croaking and croaking and everybody's choosing sides. That's what it amounts to. And why are they choosing sides? Well, for that great day of God Almighty. Yeah. So we know who is who. So when, you hear all this croaking out there, make sure you choose the right side, you know. And if you're God's elect, you will choose the right side. If you're not, yeah, you're going to be happy about abortions and you're going to be happy about, you know, child molestations and homosexual marriages and whatever other, and the stealing and killing and destroying. You're going to be happy about the beast sending you food stamps every month and all of the school teachers that are working for the state, happy to have the government rob their neighbor to pay them a salary. Yeah. Yeah, you'd be happy, you know, just join the croaking frogs out there. Yes, you can start croaking too, because that's what these people do. I mean, people will croak what the frogs are croaking, even though they don't participate in the sins. They make themselves guilty by association. I mean, how stupid can you get? But it goes on and on. We just watch the show every day on the news, and it continues on and on and on. And, boy, it's hard to sort out the truth from the lies. There's so many lies out there. But, you know, you read that book. It's called The Holy Bible. And I'd stick to the King James Version if I were you. That's the best English translation we have still. Yeah. And it's only written at an eighth grade level, so don't believe the Antichrist lies. Oh, it's those these and thous are so hard to read. You know, you're not smart enough to do that here. Get one of our new Bibles that are actually written at a higher grade level. That'll be easier for you and less confusing. You know, it's like they want you to believe that you're too stupid to figure out how to read if it has old English these and thou's in it, yeah, written at an eighth grade level. That's all they're telling you, is you're stupid and then you agree with them. Oh, I like it better, yeah, because it doesn't have these and thou's. Oh, you've been programmed, yeah. You go run with that, will ya? Okay. Well, let me look at another news page here, since nobody's calling in and or giving me any help there in the chat room. Appreciate y'all, but I need help, see. Okay, let's start with ChristianHeadlines.com. Let's see. Batman, the ex-Christian, new comic reveals how he abandoned faith in God. Huh. Well, I guess that's his Pennsylvania grand jury finds hundreds of priests guilty of child molestation. Well, are they all in prison now, or are they getting medals? Aretha Franklin is gravely ill and her family is asking for prayers. Well, she's got to be older than me. So it happens when you get old, you get gravely ill eventually. Yeah. Because the grave is where gravely ill leads. Yeah. Okay, experts offer insight on John Piper's additions to the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Okay, well, I'm not sure I care. Let's see, Franklin Graham asks Oregonians to pray their governor will get saved. Well, yeah, and we pray for a lot of people to get saved, but God has already told us how that's going to turn out. Most of them will not. Yeah. Unfortunately, we got the few and the many there, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Okay, I don't even know what Teen Choice Awards are, or who Chris Pratt is. This is news. Chris Pratt shares his love for God at the Teen Choice Awards. I don't know who Chris Pratt is, or what the Teen Choice Awards are. I don't have a clue. Yeah, you could say I don't get out much, I guess. Disney family film, The Jungle Cruise, to feature gay character. Oh my goodness, there's so much gay character in the, that's just more the croaking frogs. I'm telling you, this croak, croak, croak. It's all over the place, yeah. I think I heard in the news, in California public schools, I think, 17% of the little children in grade school are now identifying as transgender. Yeah, okay. We're going to poll the little children and see if the croaking frogs are working really well. You know, for all you Christian idiots out there, and I'm going to say, I'm not being very nice, am I here, calling Christian idiots who put their children in public schools. First of all, you shouldn't call yourself a Christian. Call yourself a pagan. You're sending your children to pagan indoctrination centers to listen to the croaking of those three demonic spirits croaking away. And where it's the public square. It's, you know, what do you think is there? You think they're going to teach them, you know, hymns and how to pray to Jesus? Come on, wake up and smell the coffee, or just go on being an idiot Christian for all the idiots out there. Okay, well, maybe I'll have some nicer things to say after the break, but if we're talking about news, I doubt it very much. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. Behold, God is my strength.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel. waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a re-established Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
Okay, well, our headline for this segment is Pope says that when the temple is built, there will be no rapture. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have verified that as Catholic Jesuit teaching. Right. There will be no rapture when the third temple is built. Yes, as a matter of fact, they don't even believe Jesus is coming back, so how could there be a rapture? I don't think they believe in the resurrection either, although they kind of have to pretend like they do, so you can get to go to heaven when you die, of course, after you get out of purgatory, right? So I guess in a way my headlines are true and not fake news. Let's see, Prince Philip sounds like someone else, Bill Gates. Yeah. And so hey, even my people in the chat room can't come up with a headline. Oh, yes. Went from Stormy to Omarosa, huh? That's news? Whatever. Oh, man. Okay. Well, let's see. We got good news. The good news is this. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Don't need any croaking frogs. As a matter of fact, the frogs are croaking so loudly, they're hoping nobody hears the good news. Because that's the only good news there is. For God's elect, yes, and if you want to be one of those, well, you take that up with the Almighty Himself. If you feel excluded, say, hey, you know, you can say, hey, God, can I be one of those elect? Like I said, you have to take it up with Him. You can't take it up with me, you know, because I don't get to choose, and neither do you, but I guess you get to choose whether you're going to repent or not. And see, God knew beforehand who was going to repent, so He elected them to be conformed, predestined them to be conformed to the image of His only begotten Son. So if that conforming to the image of His only begotten Son, if that's going on in you, then you are likely one of the elect. That's the good news. So just keep on repenting. Keep on changing your mind and coming into an agreement with the Almighty that what He calls sin is sin, and you don't want to do that anymore. And He will teach you obedience, and you kind of like that, learning obedience. It's difficult. It's hard. Sometimes I hate it, but I would have it no other way. Yeah. being chastised. Nobody likes that, but he says, well, he chastised those that he loves because he is our Heavenly Father. So there's the good news. All those things that are conforming you to the image, reducing you to repentance, teaching you obedience. The good news is that in all likeliness, that means that you are one of his elect. So as Paul said, keep your eye on the prize. You know, run the race to the end. You have to win. You don't have to beat anybody else. Yeah, that's the world's way, beating other people. No, you just have to make it to the finish line. That's right. And you have to make it in God's kingdom, because that's where the finish line is at. If you get to the end and you're not in God's kingdom, when the finish line comes up, well, then you missed the mark. Yeah. You averted your eyes from the prize, you know. So if that happens, just get back, you know, on that narrow way that leads to life. That's the good news. Let's see. Smoke says, he said his favorite vaccines is vaccines full of guess what? But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Well, that's guess what? Come on, finish a sentence there, Smoke. Yeah, I don't take no vaccines. I don't do drugs, okay? I don't care what they're selling out there at the pharmacia, you know, whether it's some guy in the street dealing out of the trunk of his car or one of those fancy buildings out there with the guy in the white robe behind the counter up on the podium there, you know, selling you know, their witchcraft and wizardry and sorcery and, you know, all their drugs, their pharmakia. I don't do that stuff. Don't do drugs. Don't want to do drugs. None of them. Yeah. So stay away from that stuff. You go into these witch doctors out there and they're prescribing things to you. You know, first of all, find out, not what you can do to cover up the symptoms, but find out what's causing your problem in the first place and eliminate it. And then you won't need those drugs from those witch doctors. But hey, if you're deceived and you trust in men, well, you can see where that's going to lead you. Seen so many people walking around, got so many, oh, I got to take 10 pills a day and stuff. And next thing I know, they're dead. Oh, gee, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think I've done the wise thing by staying away from drugs and doctors. Yeah, so we learn. If you're wise, you learn from other people around you. You don't emulate what doesn't work. You try to find out what does work and you emulate that. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to look for some new more headlines to fill out this hour. Let's see how much time we got left. Oh, not much time. And like I said, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to jump back into history of apocalyptic interpretation. And when the summer's over with, I'm still very busy every day. Think about the broadcast during the week, and I really need to get back into my writing and research so I can have something to bring to the show every week besides, you know, trying to see what's going on in the world out there and commenting on what the croaking frogs are croaking about this week. Yeah. So anyway, we'll get to that. For anyone who's interested, we have completely republished the Horae Apocalypticae. This says here, it says Reformation Quincentennial Edition. So we did that to, and I had to substantially change volume 3 and 4. You know, reading E.B. Eliot, he borrowed a lot of ideas. And I found a lot of ideas in this book that E.B. Eliot borrowed from earlier expositors, both Christian or Catholic. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because if they're Catholic, they're not really Christian. But that's not saying they can't be. But he borrowed stuff from earlier expositors to try to fulfill some prophecy that had not been fulfilled yet. And I guess that's the greatest danger for the historicist, is, you know, reading to the end of the book and trying to find where everything fits in history, and defeating your own thesis that prophecy unfolds in history. But see, he, like almost everyone before him, thought that the coming, the consummation, was imminent. So it had to fit things like the second beast of chapter 13 and the image of the beast. He fit those into the past somehow, when they were yet future, not revealed. Because, I mean, to him, they had to be fulfilled, but they weren't. And other things, other errors that he made in time, because according to him, there was no way we would even see the turn of the century the year 1900. And so he had some chronologies up there that brought the consummation before 1900. But as we all know, history continued on, and the whole book was not fulfilled yet. That more had to be fulfilled, or was being fulfilled, but he didn't recognize it at the time. And so those are some of the changes you'll find in volume 3 and 4 only of the quincentennial edition of the Hori Apocalypticae. As you can see, I've got the whole set here, all republished. The only thing I didn't have to do, like I said before, was make very many changes except for typos and formatting and stuff for volume 1 and 2. They were done. He got those right, because those were way past already fulfilled in history. And so he's right on there. So the substantial amount of his work was very, very good. Yeah. And so if he had lived if he had lived to today, we'd probably be in agreement, hopefully, on all of the updates that I've made to the Hori Apocalypticae in this, the one and only Reformation Quincentennial Edition. So I'm hoping a lot of people take advantage of that, of the changes and updates there. And I think I'm ready, as soon as, because I'm going to republish this. This is part of it. The History of the Apocalyptic Interpretation was taken out of the appendix, 250 pages on its own. So I'm redoing it, and we'll do it in the same cover, hardcover and everything, as a supplement for the set. So actually it'll be a 5-book set, the way I'm doing it. But I'm still thinking about, because he stops here about 1865 in the History of Apocalyptic Interpretation, and I'm thinking of filling it up with a few more expositors going 1865 to today, and because there are a few more notable expositors that we have to deal with. There's The Coming Prince by Anderson, about 1880, and then there's H. Grattan Guinness around the turn of the century, about 1900, that needs to be added in. Then maybe we need to comment on the Rapture question by Wolverd, and a couple other books, The Late Great Planet Earth, and of course then we have to comment on the Left Behind series. So I'm thinking, should I put it in here or not? What do you think out there in the chat room? So that's going to take me a couple more months to write that extra section in there, but that's really good. I'm really thinking I should do it, and that way it can be the History of Apocalyptic Interpretation up to this very day. So I'm thinking about doing that. Yeah. Because I'm at the point where I've completed everything that's in it with this quincentennial edition, but I haven't published it yet, and I'm thinking about maybe I should do that extra section. And that would give me a lot. That may be my fall research for this fall. And then after that, I'd like to do a commentary on the Revelation myself, because I've got a lot going on in my brain, but bringing it out and to start discussing it on the air helps me with my writing quite a bit. as you could tell by a lot of the additions and updates to the Hori Apocalyptica that I made. But if anyone's interested, you can peruse it for free at horiapocalyptica.wordpress.com. Most of the text is there for your perusal. I don't think I've got the final volume up all the way, though. Kind of let it slip. Maybe I'll have to look into that this week sometime. Okay, well, I've almost filled up an hour here. Let's see, what's this? Can we talk about this, says Wacky? Oh, a bear exposed HIV contaminated virus. Wow. Interesting. Okay, well, let's check out this one here, sent to us by a mystery Russian satellite's behavior raises alarm in U.S. This is a BBC article here. And what did I say? Yeah, maybe I can actually put that on the screen so everybody can see what I'm looking at here. Give me that. Mysterious Russian satellite displaying very abnormal behavior has raised alarm in the U.S., according to the State Department official. U.S. says it does not know how or does not know what the satellite is or why it is behaving strangely. We don't know for certain what it is, and there's one way to verify it. She voiced fears that it was impossible to say if the object may be a weapon. Russia has dismissed the comments as unfounded, slanderous accusations based on suspicions. The satellite in question was launched in October. The satellite's behavior in orbit was inconsistent with anything seen before from an on-orbit inspection or space situational awareness capabilities, including other Russian inspection satellite activities. Russian intentions with respect to the satellite are unclear and are obviously a very troubling development, she added, citing recent comments made by the commander of Russia's space forces. Oh, yeah, I did hear that. President Trump says that he just announced the launching of the fifth arm of the military. I guess it's the fifth. You have the Navy, Air Force, Marines, Army, and then now we're going to have the American Space Force. Yeah. So it's going to be the American Space Force, and note the word force there. I don't know what else I can say about that, but here we go. Here we go. Didn't Reagan have some kind of thing, a Star Wars initiative or something? So I guess this is just a continuation of the Reagan Star Wars initiative. And that is, the Trump Space Force. So join up, children. Uncle Sam wants you to join the UN Space Force. It is UN. The United States military is dedicated to the New World Order. And as I've said here before, the United Nations is the New World Order. See, the Old World Order over there in the European theater, that was the 1260 year reign of the papal Antichrist. Okay. His New World Order is situated over here in the New World, in New York City. And it's called the UN. The UN is the image of the beast, created by the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. That is the U.S. government domiciled over there in Washington, D.C. New World Order, is the UN. So figure it out, will ya? You got New World, you got Old World. Words mean things, okay? So if you're still looking for the New World Order, well, really, it's the same as the old world. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You heard that old song from hippie days, Meet the New Boss. That's Who, the band Who. One of the lines in one of their songs, Meet the New Boss, same as the old boss. In other words, the Antichrist still rules the world. You know, for a while he seemed to disappear there. You know, was and is not, yet is. Yeah, the deadly head wound has already been healed. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. That's the way it is. And it's not going to change until Christ returns. And then he puts us, he's going to put the, he's going to shut all those croaking frogs up. Yeah, they're all going to shut up because they're doing their job right now. Yeah, don't believe for a minute that they're not serving God's purpose by sorting these people out on the planet Earth. They croak and croak, and whoever joins in their song and sings it with them, or croaks with them, I should say. And so what we were talking about last week about Reading and the church and what wonderful music they have. Well, some of them croak beautifully, yeah. And some of them croak more ugly, you know. It's just, what kind of croaking do you like? You know, if you whatever kind of croaking you like, the croaking frogs have some, somebody croaking at there you can croak along with, okay? You want religious croaking, religious sounding croaking, beautiful music that, you know, enraptures you into thinking that you're worshiping God when you're worshiping demons. Hey, you know, Satan's got some frogs just for you to croak along with. Don't be deceived. Yeah. It's important what people say and not just how they sound and what beautiful mantras they come up with to repeat over and over and over again in wonderful sounding songs that are just, the message is just a little off, okay? So look for that. You know, the best way to tell if the message is off is to be familiar with the true. So get out your King James Bible, or the other one that Smoke likes so much, the one before that, the Geneva Bible. Yeah. A little more contemporary. If you want to get a little more modern than the Geneva Bible, the King James Bible will do just fine. And so become familiar with God's Word, and that way you won't be deceived by all the counterfeit out there, because there is a lot of counterfeit. A lot of counterfeit preaching, a lot of counterfeit messages, a lot of counterfeit gospels. You know, they got a gospel, doesn't matter, whatever kind of gospel you want, they got one for you, you know? Just name it and they got it. But you know what? If it isn't the gospel that Jesus preached and that was upheld by his apostles, then forget it. You know, if anyone comes to you with any other gospel than that which we have preached, that's what Paul said. He says, let them be accursed. Let them be accursed. Or Jesus' words, you know, it would be better for them if a millstone were tied around their neck and they were thrown into the deepest sea. Okay? Yeah. You want the true gospel. And that is the gospel of repentance, of changing your mind, walking the narrow way that leads to life, not turning to the right or the left. If you do, you get, repent immediately. Reach for the Father's hand. Say, lift me up, Father. You know, humble yourself before him and he will lift you up. That's the true gospel, the gospel of repentance. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Just a little twist, you know. Do you know you'll go to heaven when you die? That's not quite the gospel, is it? Jesus didn't preach that gospel, repent. He didn't even say repent so you can go to heaven. They don't even say repent so you can go to heaven when you die. They just say, repeat the magic words after me. Come to church every week, you know. And, you know, do the right thing and you get to go to heaven when you die, or whatever. You trust in Jesus. Yeah. Which Jesus? You know, are you preaching the true Jesus? No. No, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Like Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then that's all you have to do. You seek him first and his righteousness. Jesus said that he'd take care of the rest, and he does. And but it's a continual thing. It means to put him first place, not get it done in at first in the list of the 10,000 things you want to do before you kick the bucket kind of thing. No, it's a first place every day thing. It's a primary objective of your life every single day. That's what it means to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So, that's the gospel. That's what I preach. And that's, I say it another way, called my ministry, cross the border into the kingdom of God and live forever. Nothing is more important. And otherwise, follow the croaking frogs. Yeah. Follow the wrong light. And you can get on the narrow, the broad way that leads to destruction. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Satan's got a bridge he wants to sell you. And it's a wide bridge. And a lot of people are on it. You'll feel real safe there. Yeah. Until you get to the destination. And you're going to go, whoops. Man, too late now. Mm-hmm. Too late now. Now, that'd be a bad decision. Okay. Let's see. 1560 edition, newer versions modified and left out the notes that identify the Antichrist. Yeah. Yeah, they left out the notes. Geneva Bible unashamedly points to popery and the Pope is Antichrist. Yes, it's nice whenever you can do that. They, all of the notes weren't right, because the notes are not the Word of God. They got some things wrong in their notes. But, understandable. Hey, I read this book. I understand. I understand how prophecy works now. Got a pretty good grasp of it. Probably better grasp than most people out there on the planet of prophecy now that I've spent so many years studying the best I could find out there. Okay, well, that's all we got for this hour. You listened to Cross the Border. We're going to come back next hour, like I said, with the History of Apocalyptic Interpretation. In the meantime, may the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life, and do not depart from it.
Struggle.